fiction, topical articles, historical pieces, and more.
Here's an insider's guide to the season's best getaways in the West.
The Western Magazine Hour.
Where did it come from? Western music.
Wednesday mornings at 11 and again Sunday afternoons at 5.
Horseback on the V-Bar Ranch, Wyoming.
On Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 78 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 80s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 80s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, August 2nd, 2020, Life and Times. Debunking Hot Peppers Myths by Melinda Myers. Enjoy the spicy heat hot peppers add to your meals without concern for the many myths surrounding these garden vegetables. Here are a few you may have heard but are not true. Growing both hot and sweet peppers in the garden will not add spicy heat to the sweet varieties. Peppers are normally self-pollinated. If an insect happens to move the pollen from a hot to sweet pepper, it will not affect the flavor or heat of this year's harvest. If you save the seeds from a cross-pollinated pepper for next year's garden, there is no guarantee on the result. The offspring from this cross may be hot or sweet, only time will tell. Label hot peppers when growing, harvesting, and storing to avoid any mix-ups. The sweet banana pepper, for example, can easily be confused with hot banana. This makes for an unwelcome surprise when preparing, serving, and eating. Consider wearing rubber gloves and avoid touching your face and eyes when working with hot peppers, as they can burn. Wash your hands, utensils, and cutting boards when finished, to avoid any future issues. Never assume all green peppers are sweet, or you will be in for a surprise. Jalapenos are typically harvested when green, and others like habanero and Anaheim are hot, whether harvested when green or red. You will also find that hot peppers can be yellow, orange, brown, and of course red. You can turn down the heat when preparing your favorite recipes. Contrary to popular belief, all the heat in hot peppers does not come from the seeds. While partially true, the majority of the capsaicin that gives hot peppers their heat is in the white membrane that houses the seeds. When the seeds are growing, they may also be coated with extra capsaicin. Remove the white membrane and the seeds just to be safe if you want to turn down the heat. The spicy heat of hot peppers is measured in Scoville heat units. The ratings are based on the amount of sugar water needed to neutralize the spicy heat in the extracted capsaicin that has been diluted in alcohol. A panel of 5 taste testers decides when the spicy heat has been neutralized and then assigns the rating. Today, many companies use a chemical process, liquid chromatography, but translate their results into the popular Scoville heat units. The Scoville heat unit rankings vary from one type of hot pepper to another, with poblano ancho rating between 1,000 to 2,000, jalapenos 2,500 to 6,000, habaneros at 100,000 to 300,000, and one of the hottest, the ghost pepper, at 1 million to 2,200,000 Scoville heat units. Ratings may also vary from individual plants within a specific type based on individual plant differences and the growing conditions. Finally, do not worry if you had a bad day when planting your hot peppers. Contrary to some old adages, planting hot peppers when angry will not make the peppers hotter, but unknowingly take a bite of a hot pepper may very well change your mood. All America Selections. Red Ember F1 Cayenne Pepper is an All America Selections AAS winner. Judges described this early maturing pepper as spicy but tastier than traditional cayenne pepper varieties. Melinda Myers is the author of more than 20 gardening books, including Small Space Gardening. She hosts the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series and the nationally syndicated Melinda's Garden Moment TV and radio program. Myers is a columnist and contributing editor for Birds and Blooms magazine, and her website is www.melindamyers.com. Sports physicals prevent injuries and save lives. By Levi Stone, RN, MSN, Chief Nursing Officer. Sports may look a little different this year with limited to no fan attendance. And as schools across Texas are deciding the best ways to proceed, one thing hasn't changed in regards to student athletes needing a current sports physical, also known as a pre-participation physical evaluation. These are required to be eligible in participating in school-sponsored sports and activities. A sports physical is basically composed of two segments, a medical history portion and a physical examination. And while the medical history component can be arduous or even mundane, the task of filling out completely and honestly should never be discounted or overlooked. Even the most seasoned healthcare practitioner, whether a physician, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant, is only as good as the information they receive and made known about. While a physical exam can identify actual and potential problems, more information is necessary to effectively diagnose, prevent, and treat underlying conditions. This is where the medical history portion of the exam comes in. Ask any healthcare provider, and they'll likely agree the medical history portion is just as, if not more, important than the physical exam. Without it, there are simply too many missing pieces to the equation, which can lead to misdiagnoses and or lost opportunities to proactively address conditions that could limit or even harm your child's ability to perform. Therefore, it is very important to review each question, answering it truthfully and to the best of your knowledge. While all the questions are important, a few really stand out, requiring special consideration and attention when answering. Among these questions include a fairly expansive inquiry into cardiac health. The purpose behind this in-depth line of questioning centers around identifying potentially lethal cardiac rhythms and preventing sudden cardiac deaths that may otherwise go undetected without clues from past medical histories and those that may be hereditary. This line of questioning includes such items as, has your child ever passed out during exercise, experienced any chest pain, become easily tired during activities, has a family member been diagnosed with abnormal heart rhythms or an enlarged heart? Other lines of questioning dig deeper into respiratory health, particularly any known allergies issues such as asthma. Again, take the necessary time to answer these and all questions completely and honestly. Completion of these forms can be an even bigger challenge in split households. Whether being a single parent or sharing custody of a child, the reality of getting answers to certain questions may be more difficult to get than others, but should be obtained nonetheless. In these cases, the child may have to work with both parents in order to complete the medical history portion as accurately as possible. While this can delay the exam, it's best to err on the side of caution and get as much medical history information as they can so practitioners can effectively assess and evaluate these conditions. Relatives of either parent can also serve as a source of getting these answers and should be called upon as necessary to aid in the completion of the sports physical. On a final note, if you do not understand a particular question or need clarification, never hesitate to ask your healthcare practitioner to clarify and assist. Medical terminology can be confusing, even when attempts are made to put certain items in more layman's terms. The sports physical medical history portion can be no different. Sports physicals definitely have their purpose, but they do have their limitations if not completed correctly, accurately, and with the proper diligence they deserve. From protecting kids from unnecessary injury to initiating proper safeguards for adequate safety, it requires active participation from the parents, kids, and the clinician performing the sports physical exam. This two-way street is only effective if all parties interact and do their respective part to make it worthwhile. If anything, your child's doctor, with this information, can help make your child a better athlete by offering advice on training, equipment, and lifestyle changes to equip your student athlete for optimal success on the field or court. So, when it comes to answering those sports physical questions, honesty is the best policy. Master Gardeners, Kale is a Healthy Choice to Grow in Your Garden by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. Kale is a relative of collards, spinach, Swiss chard, and greens, and surprisingly, both kids and adults usually like it. It is sweet and robust and is even on some of the superfoods lists, so is a healthy choice to grow and eat. It is high in calcium, vitamin K, beta-carotene, and the B vitamin folic acid. All dark green leafy vegetables contain antioxidants. Kale does well in the West Texas cold weather and is available when other vegetables have finished producing. The cold turns the plant's starches to sugar, which means by midwinter you will have a great addition to the dinner table. I have harvested mine when it still had snow on it. There are two types, curly and one that looks more like spinach. There are variations of both of these. If you plan to plant from seed, it is time to do that now. Pick a sunny spot with well-drained soil. It is also good if you have a place that is out of the wind. My salad garden, where I grow all my greens, is in a bottomless recycled tub that is 6 feet in diameter. The wind is blocked and the worms can still get in from the bottom. Plant seedlings 14 inches apart and keep moist until established. I usually harvest the large leaves when plants are about 3 weeks old. You will need to regularly cut the large leaves off so the plant continues to produce. Use shears or scissors so that you don't accidentally pull up the whole plant. Watering can be reduced when the plant is established and producing. Kale can be added to salads and is delicious sautéed with the seasoning of your choice. If you are on a plant-based diet or vegan, it is recommended that you add kale to everything. I've added it to our weekly pot of beans, soups and stews, and even scrambled eggs, and it is delicious. I have not had an issue with bugs until this year when I had an infestation of harlequin beetles. It is recommended that you pick off the bugs, but this thing looks like a very scary squash bug, so I was not going to touch it. Fortunately, my chickens also found them, and that ended the problem quickly. If you aren't lucky enough to have chickens, look for unhatched eggs on the underneath of leaves and gently scrape them off. Adults can be killed with spinosad, though it takes a couple of days. Oklahoma State University studies have shown this is the most effective, least toxic harlequin bug control. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners, we are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. Section A. St. Augustine Grass Requires Care by Jeanette Castanon. St. Augustine grass is a great warm season shade tolerant variety. Although it is shade tolerant, it will still need a daily minimum of 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. When establishing a warm season grass, it is important to plant during warmer months when the grass is actively growing and establishing roots. Ideally, you should plant St. Augustine in late spring or early summer to avoid the stress of prolonged triple-digit heat. St. Augustine prefers to be mowed at about 2 to 4 inches in height. Because turf grass clippings are rich with nutrients, it is often recommended you leave them on the ground as mulch. Avoid returning clippings if the grass is diseased or has many weeds in it to reduce spread. St. Augustine grass is susceptible to turf grass diseases such as large patch. Large patch is characterized as large circular patterns with yellow to orange outer borders. Diseased shoots will easily pull from the ground due to their damaged roots. St. Augustine grass is also susceptible to take all root rot. This is characterized by large patches of chlorotic leaves followed by the dying off patches of grass, showing large patches of bare soil. Cinch bugs also commonly attack St. Augustine grass. You can test for the presence of these insects with an empty coffee tin, some water, and soap. Stick the tin in the ground and fill the can with the soapy water. This will cause the insects to come up, and you can identify their presence in your yard. A photo of a recommended St. Augustine care calendar is attached with this article. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. You can email Jeanette at jeanette.castanon@ag.tamu.edu with your questions.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, August 1, 2020. Seminole residents come together to make mass. Tumbleweed Smith. Tina Siemens of Seminole works with the Heritage Project, a group that does research on the history of the Mennonites. Tina wrote a book, Seminole, about the immigration of Mennonites to the West Texas community north of Midland. Tina says the group was looking for ways to help out during the coronavirus crisis. They looked into making masks for medical personnel and first responders. I know a lot of people who have sewing machines. All of the Mennonite ladies can sew. On our Facebook page, I posted a message that said if anyone with a sewing machine would be interested in making masks, be at my house at 4 p.m. tomorrow. 10 women were at her door at 4 p.m. the next day. The number of women making masks in Seminole grew to was 7 times that. I have coordinated 70-plus women. 2 of them were non-Mennonites, and the others were all Mennonite ladies. The number included many grandmas, daughters, daughters-in-law, and granddaughters. Mostly they make the Mass individually at their homes. But I went into one home, and around a large table, six women were at the sewing machines making Mass. Tina made a sample mask as a pattern that she got on the internet. She added one special feature. I came up with the idea of having a slit in the face side so you can insert a panty liner as a moisture barrier as well as a filter. I heard that in China ladies were using a feminine napkin as a mask. I didn't think that was appropriate. The project has been going on for about 4 months now. The women have created 2,363 masks so far. Tina is a pro now and can make a mask in 10 minutes. She has sent them all over the country, some to elected officials in Austin and Washington, D.C. Tina did some research and found out cotton was the preferred material to use. The pastor of First Baptist Church in Seminole helped out. He announced to his congregation that anybody that has cotton material, please get it to Tina Simmons. I now have bags and bags of cotton material that has been donated. We can make lots of masks. Tina's 74-year-old father got involved. He saw me busy with the masks and said he wanted to try it, so he got out his sewing machine that he had bought at an estate sale in Canyon years ago. He said he had it tuned and asked me to show him how to make a mask. So I have pictures and videos of my dad sewing masks for this project at age 74. Tina says there are other women in Seminole making masks. They just wanted to help. It seemed like the natural thing to do. It has been such a great experience to see the community come together. When our country is in need, there are always people to step up to the plate and help.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. Section A. Saul Ross welcomes former Lady Lobo as assistant coach. Alpine. Former Lady Lobo starting pitcher Jackie Gonzalez returns to Saul Ross as assistant softball and volleyball coach. She will work under her former softball coach, Troy Canaba. I am excited to have Jackie on staff with us. She is a very hardworking and determined person. A four-year starter under Canaba from 2015 to 18, Gonzalez improved her record every year, sporting back-to-back 10-win campaigns in her final two seasons as the ace of the staff. Her playing days span both sports, as Gonzalez was a two-sport athlete at Montwood High School, where she played softball and volleyball. Now Gonzalez finds herself on familiar turf as assistant to Canaba. Upon graduating in 2018 with a bachelor's degree in biology, she became a graduate assistant for his softball program for the 2019 season. Now, presented with a chance to come back, she realizes it's an opportunity she couldn't pass up. I decided to come back to Saul Ross because I love the university and I love Alpine. The opportunity to coach in a program that I was part of and work with someone who I trust is a blessing, Gonzalez said. She most recently served as a volunteer coach at Bowie High School for their softball and volleyball programs this past school year. This will be her first opportunity as a coach at the collegiate level, and Canaba credits her experience as a testament to what she brings to the programs. Gonzalez credits her experience with Canaba as an incredible benefit for her. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. Section A. Start with trust. Back to school during COVID-19 by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. Back to school season has arrived, but it looks a little different this year. School districts across Texas are trying to figure out how to best serve and protect their students and teachers. Some are starting with virtual learning, while some want to keep classes online through the end of the year. The National Retail Federation, NRF, anticipates back-to-school season 2020 will set a new record for back-to-school shopping, as many parents may need to purchase laptops for their children to attend school virtually. Spending across the country is expected to be $33.9 billion, breaking the $30.3 billion record set in 2012. The NRF projects an average of nearly $800 to be spent by parents with elementary through high school-aged students. Planning can be difficult in the midst of so much uncertainty. Navigate this difficult situation by using these tips from your Better Business Bureau. Research big ticket items. Check with your child's school to see what technology is needed for virtual learning and if you need to invest in high-speed internet for your home. When buying items like laptops, research the best brands for your students' needs. Shop around for the best deals and prices and visit BBB.org to view business profiles before purchasing from a retailer. Shop smart. Price comparing can help you stick to your budget. Sign up for email lists from trusted retailers to receive alerts on sales and coupons, and ask about student discounts on certain items. You may also consider planning your shopping around tax-free weekend. Tax-free weekend will apply to online purchases, which will make social distancing easier during back-to-school season. For more information on tax-free weekend, you can visit comptroller.texas.gov. Buy in bulk. If your school returns to in-person classes, you may be asked to help provide classroom supplies like tissues or disinfecting wipes. While these are typically asked of parents during the school year, they will be especially important and hard to find this year. If possible, buying in bulk can help you provide plenty of classroom supplies and save you money. Practice online safety. Online shopping will be a popular option for buying school supplies this year. When making purchases, be sure you're shopping with a trusted retailer and the website has a lock icon next to the URL. Only give your credit card information to a secure site. Consider teaching your children about online safety, such as recognizing tech support scams and phishing scams. Wading through unfamiliar territory can be daunting, but your Better Business Bureau is here to help make back-to-school season a bit easier during these trying times. For more tips, visit us at BBB.org.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, our West Texas news, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 78 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 80s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 80s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Melanie, and I'm reading the Big Bend Sentinel. August 5th, 2020. Three Presidio residents lose their lives to COVID-19, by Abby Perot. Presidio County. On Friday, Presidio County marked a tragic